Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out the poll question. We got a new one every week. Want to know what you think? Check out the newsletter. We'd like you to subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. It's all free. And, of course, we update the site every single day with new things you can read or listen to or watch. And you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We got something that will help you there with your small business, including the body of work that Lois Geller has deposited with us over the last 10 years as a great member of our brain trust. Her suite is very robust and powerful, but also her own website, LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com, and that's G-E-L-L-E-R. Lois, thanks again for hanging out with us. She's written many books, folks, especially in the area of marketing. But right now, Lois, we're talking about getting out of your comfort zone. What other advice do you have to help to nudge us out of our comfort zone?
Well, I think you have to make a plan. I think unless you write this down and make a plan to do it, you won't do it.
Hmm.
Just like everything else on our to-do list. We only do the things that we wanted to do, right?
Right.
So I think that some of the people that are listening today should just write down the things that they've always wanted to do and just decide that this week they're going to do it. And it could be easy as maybe 2 things this week, 4 things next week. And all of a sudden, you'll find that you're becoming more creative as a result of it. My assistant, Rachel, said, every day that I come to work, I try a new route. And I always get an idea. I see a billboard. I get an idea for a client. And it's a good idea. Sometimes taking a new route to work is a great idea. Something as easy as that. My creative director, strategist, Michael McCormick, is always reading books. And he's always got some kind of cock-a-barley crazy book that he's reading that you wouldn't believe. But he sent away for the whole series on learning calculus, the thing that would put me right to sleep.
Oh, no.
And he is learning all about calculus. And every day he'll drop into my office and he'll say, you're not going to believe this formula and how it really works. And he'll write about it. Oh, God. But I tell you, I think it makes his mind constantly fertile and constantly
Well, see, this is
aware.
The thing. This is the thing. Folks, you already know what you know.
Right.
You need to know what other people know, what the other people are thinking. As you say, whatever, a book or something someone else is saying, and I like the idea of going to work in a different route, changing things up, mix things up a little bit. I mean, you never know what could happen. I mean, one thing about it, what is it, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results over and over again.
Definition of insanity.
Yeah, and if what you're getting right now isn't great, well, duh, right?
I think, too, that we tend to train our children from the time they come out of the womb and we start teaching them, and we don't let them play. I think that play was an important part of our learning growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And today, I see some of the kids
that come
around.
They have play dates, don't they?
Yeah. They have, but they're always learning something and they're teaching something and they have classical music in the background and all these things. But I think children should just learn to have playful minds, because when your mind is playful, you can learn more, you can be more interested and interesting, and you can also be more creative on any business that you're in today, and also have more fun. And if you're having fun, you're more productive. So I urge all of you just to make a list of 3 things that you would like to do. I took a painting course, and I loved it. I have these 3 ugly paintings here in my office, but I had a ball doing it. I really did. I'm going.
Are they for sale?
One.
Could I buy one of them?
the highest bidder. Let's hear $1.
I haven't seen your artwork, Lois. That's pretty.
Well, you know what? I'll take pictures of them and email them to you this afternoon.
I'll make a bid on one of them. But no, seriously, you're right. It does make you more interesting.
And also, people, somebody came to my office, this wonderful Vicky Pestricelli from here, who heads up a place called Inspiration University. And she stopped by to have lunch with me this week, and she said, you know, people are just in their ruts. They're afraid to spend money. Their recession is here. They're like in a zombie state.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you can do to trigger yourself out of it, to do something truly, you know, unique without, you know, going on a big shopping or something, anything you can do that'll really make you happy. And sometimes it means go to the museum. I went to visit the people at Zoo Miami a couple of weeks ago, and people just walking along looking at the animals. I would never think to do that. I'm going to do that.
But, you know, there's something else, though. If you're a business owner and you're a Main Street business owner and people know you in the community, it benefits your business for people to see you out and about.
Oh, that's such an important
benefits
thing.
It benefits you, your business, for people to see you attending different events or whatever, showing up for political, you know, town hall meetings or whatever it may be. Though that kind of people need to see, if they know you're the owner, it benefits you to see people like that, for people to see you like that.
I think it's great to be out in the community. That's why candidates walk around the communities and they shake hands with everybody.
Right.
It's not only to get votes, but to actually be touched and felt that you're really there.
Right.
You know, that you're really that person. And I think that kind of outreach is a good idea.
Well, I'm going to give you
souls.
I'm going to make another recommendation, folks.
Yes.
Join your local Chamber of Commerce and volunteer for a committee. That will help you a lot. I promise you, you will not regret that. That's one good thing to do. If you aren't a member of your chamber, join and volunteer for a committee. If you are a member, volunteer for a committee. You can find, they'll give you a lot of different choices. Hey, Lois, we got to wrap it up.
Give us
that website again one more time, please.
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
You're the best, Lois. Thanks for being
here.
Good job today. We'll see you
Thanks.
Next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.